Hey guys, welcome to episode 3 of Candy Girl. I'm your host, Shelby.
And I'm your Candy Girl, Amelia.
Today's episode, we're going to be talking about what happens when you develop feelings for a sugar daddy or a client. And this actually happened to you, Amelia, didn't it?
Yes, it has happened once.
And it ended up taking a super strange turn that neither of us expected. So today, Amelia is going to be kind of talking about that and then talking about where she went wrong and what somebody who has been presented with this sort of situation should do, right?
Yes, I have hopefully some good pointers.
Okay, so we'll just get into it. So obviously you ended up developing feelings for this sugar daddy. Why don't you describe him for us? What made him different?
Well, first of all, first impressions is really important. And I love cars. I'm a car girl. So when he pulled up in this super awesome, loud, cool Cadillac, I was like, hell yeah, this is my kind of guy. And then he was absolutely hilarious. Like, I could not stop laughing when I was with him. He was just super chill and laid back. And when we would hang out, you know, we'd smoke a blunt together, and that was super cool too. So he just had this really nice vibe. And I really enjoyed being around him. He lived on Lake Austin, and so that was like super cool, staying at his house and seeing the boat on the water and seeing this amazing, beautiful view. He also had a dog, and I love dogs, so like that was a bonus too. I got to play with his dog all the time. So yeah, he was just an all-around like cool guy.
So what made this arrangement different than other arrangements that you've had?
Well, he told me that he sort of wanted a relationship before an arrangement. So he didn't really want to give me an allowance or give me any money until we had been, I guess, kind of like dating for a while. He said that if he liked me as a person and he liked being with me, that he would naturally just want to help me out financially. And I thought that was super cool. I was like, oh, so like this is what like an arrangement should be. Like, I should like him, he should like me, and then naturally he'll want to help me out. Like, that's super cool. So yeah, that's kind of how it started out as a relationship. So yeah, that was cool.
At what point did you realize that you were developing feelings for him?
When I was craving him. Like, you know, when you're with someone and you're dating them and you just, like, you always want to be with them, and any chance you can get, you try to hang out with them. Like, that was me with him. I loved spending time with him. Also, the sex was, like, amazing. It was great. Like, I remember, like, texting you and saying, like, that's, like, the best sex I've ever had. Like, I didn't even, like, know what good sex was until now. Like, it just awakened me. And and honestly, when you have feelings for someone, and then if you're intimate with them in a sexual way, it just kind of, like, develops these stronger feelings for the guy. Like, or girl, whatever, but you like, it's a whole nother level. And so once I went up that level, it just made those feelings so much stronger. So I had already loved spending time with him, and then like when the sex was great, I was like, oh my god, like this is great. Like, there was nothing bad at all at that point. So that's definitely when I developed feelings for him, I think.
But as we know, this arrangement didn't end up working out. So what were the red flags that you started to notice, or that you notice now in hindsight?
Well, a guy saying that he wants a relationship first and then like an arrangement, that could be because he doesn't ever plan on paying you or giving you financial support. And that was his plan. And I was almost, like, I liked him so much that I was okay with this at one point. Like, I was like, oh, you know what, like, I'll just find another sugar daddy to support me financially because, like, I love spending time with this guy. But then he kind of threw me off guard. One night I was supposed to head over, and, like, I was literally, like, on my way. And he was like, oh, and by the way, I have, like, a friend, like, Ashley over. I'm just making up this name. I don't even remember her name. But I was like, there's another girl there? He was like, yeah, we're going to, you know, all hang out and have a little fun together. And I was like, you can't just, like, spring this on me. Like, I've never done anything like that, and I'm not comfortable with that. So, yeah, I was, like, pretty pissed at him. And he was like, okay, well, then we'll just hang out another time. And I was like, that's when, like, it hit me that I was like, oh, shit, like, this is only one way. Like, I have these feelings for him that he does not have for me, because he's, like, definitely seeing other girls now that I know that. And then it would happen more often. He'd try to, like, convince me to, like, do stuff with his other friends, or ask me if I had a friend that I wanted to do stuff with. And there was this one time I was with a friend, and she was going out of town, like, she was going on a vacation, so she wanted to get her bikini area waxed, and I was like, OMG, like, I have a wax machine, like, I'll wax it for you. And I was supposed to hang out with him that day, and I was gonna be a bit late, because I was gonna, you know, wax my friend's vagina. So I texted him, and I was like, hey, I'm gonna wax my friend's vagina. I'll be a little late. And he was like, wow, like, that's a turn on. Like, could you send me a video of that? I was like, no! No, you cannot have a video of me waxing my friend's vagina. So yeah, that was a strange time. It just seemed like there were, like, a lot of other girls, and I told him, I was like, I don't really, like, know where this is going. Like, you said that if you liked me, like, we would start, like, giving me an allowance. And he was like, yeah, well, see, I'm seeing all these girls, and I'm deciding which one I like best. And I was like, okay, so now this is a competition. Like, I'm up against all these girls that I don't even know, and he's gonna choose one of us, if he ever does choose one, to start paying. So that was, like, super scary, and I did not like how that felt at all. So while he was deciding all this, I had decided that I should probably find another sugar daddy, just in case this wasn't gonna work out. So I met another guy, and, you know, he was super nice and cool. So I was kind of, like, with both of them. I was with the guy I liked because I enjoyed being with him, and then I was with the other sugar daddy because he was gonna financially support me. And then he actually, I'm gonna give them names. Okay, so let's just say Chris was the guy who lived on the lake who I started to have feelings for, and John was the other guy who was financially supporting me. So eventually, John actually found out that I was seeing Chris because John had friends that were sugar babies, and they had seen that I was, like, a mutual friend of Chris on social media, so they kind of asked about it. And then John actually wanted to end things with me because he had a past problem with this Chris guy. Over another sugar baby, or something had happened. And so I was like, oh, okay, well, that sucks. So then I had gone to Chris, and I was like, okay, it's been about a month. Like, I need to know if you're gonna financially support me or not. And I confronted him about John. I was like, hey, like, John said that you had, like, this other girl and blah, 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 blah. And he was like, I don't even know that guy, and kind of pretended he had no idea what I was talking about. And then he kind of turned it against me, and he was like, you know, you said that you wanted me to be more loyal to you because I said, like, you're gonna have to choose one of us. You can't just keep on messing with all these girls. Like, you're gonna have to choose one. So he was like, well, you had this other guy, John, too, so, like, you're a hypocrite. And I was like, I was with John because you weren't financially supporting me and I needed money, and I'm just kind of, like, playing your game, waiting for you to decide. So he got, like, really mad at me about that, and we got into, like, a fight about that. And then we didn't talk for a few days, and then I was like, okay, yeah, I'm definitely done with this Chris guy. Like, he's not gonna choose me, obviously. Like, he's just trying to fuck all these girls, and he's telling them all the same thing. So I like had ended things with him, and then this is actually really stupid, but I like forgot my charger at his house. So I was like, okay, I'm just gonna like go over there like one more time to get my charger and then like dip. So I went over there, and he actually, on my way over there, he had another girl at the house. So he was like, I'm gonna take her home, and then you can come here. And I was like, okay. So while he was taking her home, I'd gotten to his house before he had gotten back. So I was like, oh sweet, I can grab my charger and get the fuck out of here before he even gets home. But then I like texted him, I was like, hey, like whereabouts are you? He's like, almost home. So I was like, crap, like I didn't want to like see him on my way out, like it would just been like weird, and I don't know. So I just stayed, and the sex was good. So I was like, oh, fuck him one last time, like woohoo. And then that night, like I couldn't sleep because it was just like bothering me how he was using all these girls. So I did a little snooping. He had this like big Mac computer that was always unlocked, and it's a Mac, so that means it's connected to your iPhone with all your messages. So I was kind of curious. I was like, okay, how many girls is he fucking with? So I like left the room, and he was like, you know, sound asleep, and I went and I looked on his computer, and I literally, I shit you not, took a 5-minute video of me scrolling through all these girls he was messaging. Like, he had invited me to go to this Circuit of the America things, and because I was, you know, super into cars, and I was like, oh yeah, he wants to take me. Well, I found out he had invited like 3 other girls too, like trying to find which one would say yes. Like, I was never special at any moment. He was doing the same thing to all these other girls. And then I also saw this one message, and it caught my eye because the last message that was sent said, I love you. So I was like, oh my god, is this guy married or like in a serious relationship or something? So then I like clicked on the messages, I did a little research, and I found out it was his mom. So his mom was texting him, and in the messages it had said something about she was like, are you staying abstinent and how are things going? And he was like, I'm doing great, mom, I've been abstinent for so and so weeks and stuff. And I was like, we just had sex so many times, like, and he's been fucking all these other girls, like, he is not staying abstinent. So I was like, oh my god, he's a sex addict. And then it all came together. Everything made so much sense. So I had a picture of, like, her number and everything, and I was just like, oh my god. And the next day I texted him, and I was like, hey, so I have a question. And he was like, yeah, what's up? And I was like, are you a sex addict? And he was like, yeah, I am. And I was like, okay, that makes a lot more sense. And I was like, you know, I had been so mad at him, and I'd hated him for all this, and then I kind of had like this soft spot in my heart. I was like, you know, like, he's struggling, even though it's like a fucked up addiction and he's harming other girls, like, it's sad, and like, I felt for him. So I was like, he's hopefully trying. If he talked to his mom about it, he's, I don't know, he's like taking steps maybe. So I was like, hey, I'm here as a friend if you ever need to talk. I was just kind of offering myself as a friend. And he just like was a complete asshole about it. He was like, you're young, you're stupid, you don't know what you're talking about, I don't need your help. And I was just like, what the fuck? So that was that. And then I actually had like texted his mom. This is like probably the best part. So I texted his mom off of my other friend's phone, because I knew that if I texted her with my phone, she would be like, who's this? And Chris would have my number and then know it was me. So I texted her off my friend's phone, and I was like, I forgot what exactly I said, but I was like, hey, I've been like seeing your son, and I found out he's a sex addict, and I just wanted to let you know that he has not been abstinent, and that he definitely lied to you, and I think he needs help because I really care about him, and I know I can't do anything to help him, so I was hoping maybe you could help him. And she was like, I was expecting her to, you know, bitch me out and say like, this isn't your business, or, you know, like, fuck off, you don't know him, you don't know me. But she was actually super nice to me, like super supportive, like she cared about me. She was like, has he ever hurt you, like, physically or anything? And I was like, no, no. She's like, is he drinking? I was like, no, he's not drinking. So, you know, she really cared about him, and she also cared about me, and she was super nice to me, and was like, I'm really sorry that he hurt you, like, emotionally, because, you know, I told her, like, I had feelings for him, and then I found out that he was messing around with a lot of other girls, and she was like, I'm so sorry that he hurt you, and, you know, I'm hoping he will get, like, more help. So that was kind of, like, a nice way to end that. It felt like he was hopefully going to get some more help, and, like, his mom, her apologizing made me feel a lot better. I don't know why, but it just did.
So that was kind of your closure with him, was messaging his mom and being like, your son needs help, and her being really responsive to you and understanding and accepting.
Yeah, and which is so weird. Like, who knew that I was gonna, like, be texting his mom, like, buddies with his mom. Like, I love his mom. And yeah, I just wasn't expecting it to end like that, and for me to do something like that, because I had pondered it back and forth, and I was like, no, like, it's not my place to do that. And then my friend encouraged me, and then I did it. But I'm glad I did.
So obviously this is not a situation that you wanted to end up in. Like, this was not an ideal situation. What pointers would you give to somebody who is thinking that they're falling for a client or for their sugar daddy?
It's completely okay to fall for your client or your sugar daddy. That's okay. What's not okay is not getting what you wanted out of it. If you are doing this for financial support or to pay for something, and you're not getting that, then you kind of have to take a step back and ask yourself, is this what I want? Like, am I willing to get no financial support and just be with this guy? If that's the situation, if he's not wanting to pay you and help you out financially. But there are a lot of instances out there where you do develop feelings for a sugar daddy, and then he's also giving you an allowance. Like, he's helping you out financially, and it feels like a genuine good relationship. So it is completely okay to fall for a guy and have feelings for him, as long as you're checking yourself and making sure that you're getting out of it what you want. And just being aware that it might not be as good as you think, because I thought, man, like, me and him get along so well, and we're gonna, like, get married someday. Not really, but, like, I thought it was all great, and that he had these feelings for me, and he didn't. Like, he was just, like, fucking a bunch of girls, because he's a sex addict. So, yeah, just be careful, and be aware, and try to see those signs and take them seriously.
And I think that concludes episode 3 of Candy Girl. Thank you guys so much for tuning in with us. We have a new episode every single Monday. If you have any questions or would like to be featured on the show, you can contact us at candygirlpodcast@outlook.com. And please follow us on Twitter @candygirlpod. And we will hear from you guys next week.